Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
Today, we'll be covering running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. We'll talk about what the Bills have on their roster at those positions currently, what is available in free agency, any prospects we see in the draft, where they might take them in the draft. But first, a surprise question for Nate Schreiber based on the Super Bowl. Nate, are you ready?
I don't know what to think about this, and I get a surprise question. I'm very curious as to what this will be.
Is Tom Brady using HGH?
I mean, the guy kind of – what quarterback ever, before I say yes or no to this, what quarterback ever in the history of this league has played at that as high of a level as Tom Brady has played past the age of 40?
No one.
What quarterback? I just don't understand. He just has gone and gotten better from the age of like 30 to 40. He's actually gotten better at football. And he doesn't seem to be showing any signs of slowing down.
Yeah, I mean, who's the last major sports player to win an MVP at 40? Barry Bonds?
Yeah, I think Barry Bonds won when he was 43, actually. Which is a little bit even crazier, but he was very obviously using HGH and other steroids. So one other guy has done it. Tom Brady has that weird trainer guy who has gotten his licenses revoked, gotten sued for tons of shit. Like, I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if I ask it, you know, half facetiously, but realistically, I tell you on paper, don't give you a name. A guy just seemingly keeps getting better with age against all of history in football, how players tend to get worse, injuries catch up with them in their late 30s, and the guy's still winning the MVP at age 40. I'm just saying, you know, that he might be getting a little help from the pharmacy. A little reckless speculation for you.
I guess I will say, until it's proven that he was, you can't really say he's doing it. But I will say I will never be surprised, will not be surprised one bit if he tested positive for HGH at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's almost absurd that no one's starting to question these things. Like, yeah, he's a great player, but come on.
Yeah, I think especially as Bills fans, we have to be a little skeptical of what he's still able to do, given we have to play against him twice a year, and he's kind of preventing the Bills from winning the AFC East. So,
all right. So, moving on from the reckless speculation, tell me what the Bills have a running back for the upcoming season, guaranteed on their roster.
LeSean McCoy.
Yeah,
and that's probably it. I mean, I don't think you can guarantee anyone else that was on the team at the end of the season last year is going to come back.
I can't see Mike Tolbert and Cadet. I think he's older as well, 27, 28. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I just don't see either of those guys coming back.
Yeah, I just don't think. Yeah, just like you said, I don't see them coming back as of right now. I mean, you never know what's going to happen as things play out and someone gets hurt or whatever. They want to bring him to preseason camp. But yeah, I just don't think anyone but McCoy is going to be on the roster.
So, with that being said, I think we're going to see them definitely add a running back, at least one running back, either in free agency or the draft, probably both. So, looking down the, you know, available players potentially, we don't know who's going to be franchise tag, but there's actually a decent amount of depth in the running back free agent class that I wasn't quite expecting. You know, obviously, Bell's going to get paid a lot of money by someone. That's out of the question.
Well, let me stop you with Bell real quick. He, as of right now, is saying that if he gets franchise tag, he's going to retire. So I don't think we can guarantee he's even going to be in the league next year.
That's true. He's not going to be on the Bills regardless.
No, yeah, either way, he's not on the Bills. That's for sure.
So Deion Lewis, Carlos Hyde, both those guys are 27. I don't really see those as viable options for the Bills. They'll be a little bit pricier than you want for a running back that's a backup. But the fourth guy I see down the list here is Isaiah Crowell, who's only going to be 25. I think that could be an interesting possible addition.
Yeah, the one thing for me is I just don't see them going and spending any kind of significant money on that position in free agency. I feel like someone like Isaiah Crowell is going to be more expensive than what the Bills are really want to pay.
Right. And from what we've seen, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, the backup quarterback. They have a great roster. The Patriots have been good for so long because they find value at positions. They don't overpay for anyone except for Stephon Gilmore. But I think that's where the Bills have to kind of look down, maybe near the bottom of this free agent list, and see, can they find someone that provides value at that position for, a minimum contract or only $1 or 2 million. An interesting name on here is Thomas Rawls as well.
Yeah, Thomas Rawls is an interesting case. I mean, he had one good season his rookie year, and he's been hurt a lot the last couple years. Hasn't looked like the same player. Hasn't got as many carries. There's been other guys ahead of him, multiple other guys ahead of him on that depth chart. But given his potential he's shown and his age, you never know. He could have a good year.
Yeah, I can't imagine the Bills adding any free agent running back over the age of 25 or 26. It just seems kind of counterproductive with how old their roster is already, and LeSean McCoy is going to be 30 years old. So I think if anything, if they add a guy in free agency, it's going to be someone that's kind of been, not very much of a standout player, kind of be a guy that can take 5 carries a game.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think one thing I think they will do though is I think they will for sure draft a running back, in the draft this year. I don't know how early, probably not that early, but I almost guarantee they're gonna take a running back, four, five, six, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think there's close to a 100% chance that the Bills draft a running back this year. Now, everybody knows the name Saquon Barkley. He's probably maybe the best player in the whole draft. But, I mean, that's just not a realistic pick for the Bills. He's going to go in the top five. And, I think we saw guys like Kamara, Kareem Hunt come out of round three. I think somewhere in that round three, round four range, we're going to see the Bills find, some value in terms of where they get a guy in the draft.
Yeah, I mean they're after Saquon Barkley, there are really no other running backs that are for sure gonna go in the first round. And then there are a lot of guys that could go potentially in the first 3 to 4 rounds. I mean, you have Bryce Love from Stanford as an example, Darius Geis from LSU, who was Fournette's backup for a season, and in 2017 before Fournette went to the NFL, he was injured. Or the year before he was injured, and he averaged something like 8 yards a carry filling in for Fournette. He's another guy I think that would be a decent target for the Bills.
Right. And, it seems like every year running backs tend to keep falling farther and farther. So this is an area where the Bills can really get some value in the position. We can guarantee there's going to be some new faces in the Bills' backfield this year. So with that, we'll move on to wide receivers. Who's guaranteed to be on the roster next year?
Calvin Benjamin, Zay Jones,
That's probably it again,
probably
right?
Andre Holmes. I think Andre Holmes will be back again, but that's probably it, yeah.
Just in terms, I mean, Holmes provides some good depth there. It's on a reasonable contract and plays some special teams too.
Well, yeah, and it's actually going to cost him. It costs the Bills more money to cut him than it does for him to play. I'm pretty sure
Okay.
because his son, he, they're only paying him like $1 million, I think, or $1.5 million this year, and his dead money's over $1 million.
Yeah, so he'll be there. I don't think we'll see Jordan Matthews back.
No, I think he's almost guaranteed to be gone. He didn't really find a role with the Bills this year, and he had a pretty good time in Philly when he had someone like Nick Foles thrown to him. So I think Philadelphia might be a place he could end up for next year, but he will not be in Buffalo.
Yeah. So looking at the free agent class for wide receivers, there's some good top-end talent, but not a whole lot of, kind of value guys, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, Jarvis Landry, who is probably the best slot receiver in the league right now, but the problem for him is the Bills have a slot receiver or a guy that they'd like to use a slot receiver already. And I just don't see him coming to Buffalo or them wanting to pay what he's worth. That's the same thing with running backs. I don't think they're going to go out and spend a ton of money on a wide receiver.
Right. They don't have a ton of cap space to begin with. And the wide receiver market's just kind of been blown up in free agency. Landry's probably going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of $12 million a year, maybe more. But I just can't see the Bills spending that on a wide receiver, especially, you know, the top two guys after him available are probably Josh Gordon, Allen Robinson. Gordon, you know, not exactly the type of character guy that McDermott's going to want in the building. And Allen Robinson's coming off an ACL tear. So you can't really shell out a whole bunch of money to a guy that you might not know if he's ever going to be the same again.
Yeah, and the Bills really preach availability. It means a lot to Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, so I don't think they're going to sign anyone who has a significant injury history.
Right, and so as we continue down the list here, the next one is Sammy Watkins. I can't imagine them signing him back after trading him away.
You wouldn't think they would, and he's another guy with injury issues. And I say it's unlikely, but he did get asked last week about returning to Buffalo, and he did not rule it out. So at least there's that, I guess.
Right, and we've said, you know, Kelvin Benjamin's a 1B type of receiver. They need a 1A. Sammy Watkins is that 1A. It's just, what's it going to cost to get him? Do they want him back?
Yeah, and I mean, he could potentially ask for a lot of money and probably get a lot of money just because of what he's shown when he's healthy. And I just don't see, I mean, I'd say it's extremely unlikely that he returns to Buffalo.
Another guy on the list here that's kind of intriguing to me, I know he's coming off an ACL tear as well, but Cameron Meredith's a restricted free agent. I can't imagine the Bears putting a really high tender on him, so that's potentially a guy that the Bills could add, you know, some pretty good depth there. I think he's a really talented receiver. You just haven't seen it because Chicago hasn't been any good.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I feel like with him, because of his potential, some team is going to do what the Bills did with Charles Clay and the Dolphins and come in and make some offer sheet that has that poison pill in year one that so the Bears can't match it. And that the Bills aren't going to do that.
Right. But, I mean, I think, again, we talk about value. If the value's there, you know, I think that's a guy you can take a swing at.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a bunch of guys that are free agents that I think at the right cost would be good additions to Buffalo. Another guy I like a lot is Dante Moncrief. I was actually hoping the Bills would trade for him during the season this year.
Right. He's almost, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's kind of got that Robert Woods type skill set.
Yeah, and he really, really had a lot of success when Andrew Luck was the quarterback, but every other quarterback he's played with, he has struggled big time.
Right, and what's interesting here is he's only 25, so, I mean, you can get a young guy probably at a discount for what he should really be valued at, I would hope, just because of how bad Indianapolis's passing game was.
Yeah, for sure, and I think this a bunch of other guys on this list of potential free agents that would be good targets for Buffalo. And I do see them going, they have to sign a couple wide receivers in free agency. Who knows if it's going to be one of the top 10 or 15 guys. Maybe not. But they have to bring a couple into camp because I don't think they're, I mean, they need to draft one too. But they're going to have to sign someone.
Right. So that brings us to the draft. You know, this last year, I can't remember, was it last year or the year before, there was a lot of depth at wide receiver. But this year, it just doesn't seem like it's there. Maybe not yet. I know we have a long ways to go to the draft, but I haven't really heard a ton about this receiving class.
Yeah, the one guy who's probably the best receiver in the draft is Calvin Ridley, but he has a lot of potential concerns. He's kind of thin, not even 190 pounds. He really needs to get bigger, and but if he does get bigger, he is a surefire star in the NFL, in my opinion.
Right, and we know Brian Daboll just came from being his offensive coordinator, and you know, at Alabama. So I mean, if Ridley's on the board at 21, say the Bills don't move up, they keep that 21st overall pick. If Calvin Ridley falls to you there, do you take him?
I think you do. I think if Calvin Ridley is available at 21, you have to take him, because I think in terms of value and NFL projection, he's probably one of the best, probably one of the 10 players with the most potential in this draft. And if he's at 20, if he's at 21, I think you have to grab him.
Yeah, and I'm actually scrolling through the list now. It looks like there might be some decent, end of first, maybe end of the second round talent. Christian Kirk from Texas A&M, I know, is one name I've heard. St. Brown from Notre Dame, but I haven't really done a deep dive on the wide receivers yet. But I can almost guarantee the Bills are going to at least add in free agency, if not take someone in the draft as well, maybe in the mid rounds.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of good wide receiver depth in this draft. Two guys that I really was fond of this year when I got to watch them play. I mean, they played in a big, a pretty fun offense. But James Washington and Marcel Adamon for Oklahoma State, those guys, they're big bodied receivers who can go up and get the ball. And those are two guys I really like, because that's who the Bills really need, someone who can make those kind of plays. Because Kelvin Benjamin's body helps him out, but he's not a guy who's going to go on a 40, 50-yard go route and make those plays for you.
Right. And if the Bills do take Mason Rudolph, at the end of the first round, or they trade back up into the second to get him, one of those two guys could actually be pretty intriguing to pair with Mason Rudolph since they played together at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely a potential for any team that takes Mason Rudolph to try and go get one of his receivers as well. Because giving your a rookie quarterback, especially if you want to start them, some comfort with a player that they're going to be throwing to before they even get to the rookie camp, that's a good thing for any team to do.
Right, and Marcel Adamon had, almost 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns with Rudolph this year. So there's definitely, some familiarity and some chemistry there. So that's one thing to watch out for as we get closer to the draft. So moving on
Yeah,
to tight ends
absolutely.
now. Oh, sorry, I don't want to cut you off there. Do you have anything else to add there?
No, we're good. We can move on to tight ends. Tight ends are actually a position that's always bugged me about the Bills. Always bugged me. When's the last time the Bills had a good, like a really good tight end?
Never.
Never. What does almost every team that makes these runs in the playoffs have? Almost every team. The Jaguars, probably the one exception.
They all have some sort of freakishly athletic tight end.
Exactly. And it really frustrates me that the Bills have never. Charles Clay is the best they've had in a while, but he's not that.
Yeah, and Charles Clay was that freakishly athletic guy, maybe not as athletic as some of the top end guys in the league. But that degenerative knee condition that he has has kind of slowed him down a little bit. He's still a good player. He's not Gronkowski. He's not Kelce. He's not Zach Ertz.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I really think and hope the Bills can go get a guy that could potentially be that for them. And I think you're going to have to look to the draft for that, but they got to take a chance on someone.
Do you think Charles Clay is guaranteed to be on the roster next year? I know that contract's a little problematic.
I think he has like 9 million in dead money if you cut him, and they're only paying him 4.5 or something. So it's not doesn't really make a lot of sense to cut him or move him in any way.
Right. And Nick O'Leary's been a pretty serviceable tight end too, without the gloves.
He's a free agent, though.
Is he a free agent this year? Yes, I didn't even realize that.
Yes. So they have to. I mean, I think he's restricted free. I'm not exactly sure how that. No, he can't be. He must be unrestricted. But yes, he is a free agent. I do know that much.
Hold up, I'm going to look this up real quick. We can edit this out too. That caught me completely off guard.
I know he's a free agent. I just cannot remember. I'm going on Spot Track right now.
I know Logan Thomas is a restricted free agent. So it's going to
Yeah.
happen.
Well, they have three guys signed for next year. They signed that one guy to a futures contract, Keith Tolbert or whoever. And then they have
Oh,
that
yeah,
Kari
I
Lee
don't
that they
expect
had.
him to be.
No.
O'Leary.
Yeah, so he's an unrestricted free agent, I think. Yeah, I got him on Spot Track. He's a restricted free agent.
Tight end one. And the first name I see on there is Trey Burton from the Eagles.
I mean, how do you move on from Trey Burton if you're the Eagles? Just to play devil's advocate here, how do you when he filled in for Ertz against I think the Rams, what do you have like 5 for 75 and 2 touchdowns? Look like a stud.
Right. And, you know, Jimmy Graham's a free agent. I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. In the injury history, he's going to be 31 years old. He's going to command a lot of money. That's just not a viable option for the Bills.
Yeah, they're really, I don't think there's any real great option. I mean, a guy who's really good when he's healthy is Tyler Eifert, but once he's been consistently on the field.
Yeah, I also see Cameron Brate's a restricted free agent. I'm sure someone's going to try to really stick it to the Buccaneers there and sign him to an offer sheet. He's been a pretty good tight end.
Yeah, he's another guy that is like Dante Moncrief, who has struggled when Jameis Winston has not been playing quarterback for them. So, but he's a guy who has a lot of talent, and he could produce if he's got someone to
and
throw
then
to.
Austin Seferian Jenkins somehow is only 25 years old. It feels like he's been in the league way longer than that. It's only been a few years, but I just don't know if I can see the Bills taking a guy. You know, especially with McDermott's culture, I can't see him taking a guy with the off-the-field issues that have come with Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Yeah, I think the Bills, again, with this position, are more likely to go to the draft to find someone. And I really, really hope they sign a tight end. This is my biggest, biggest pet peeve with them. I've never really had or drafted a tight end higher up in the draft or a tight end with some superstar potential. A guy who looks like a wide receiver, a freak athlete who
exactly
needs some work.
What I was thinking is they need a type of, like, almost an Evan Ingram type player that's sort of a tight end, sort of a wide receiver, just a matchup problem all over the field. You know, and Charles Clay has sort of been that when he's healthy, but he's not quite the explosive athlete that he used to be. So I'd love to see them add that type of guy, you know, in the middle rounds of the draft.
Yeah. The best tight end in the draft is looks like a first-round talent to me, at least. He's the only tight end I'm super familiar with is Hayden Hurst from South Carolina. And he is a freak athlete. He played professional baseball in the Pirates organization after high school for a couple of years, so he'll be 25 as a rookie, which is why he's coming out early. But he is just
and
a
lot
freak.
Of these, you know, freak athlete tight ends we see are guys that come over from other sports, be it basketball or baseball. You know, it's where a lot of these superb athletes at the position are coming from, and they don't come with the mileage of some of the other guys that have played tight end, you know, all throughout high school and college.
Yeah, and that's why I really like the way a guy like Hayden Hurst projects to the NFL. And I don't know if there's anyone else in the draft who has that type of projection, but I feel like you have to just get someone and find someone who you think is athletic or looks athletic.
Right. So basically, when we're talking about running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, you know, the Bills have, you know, very good, serviceable players, you know, depending on which position we're talking about, on the roster already. But we definitely need to see them add some depth in both free agency and the draft, try to find, you know, kind of a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, especially for me at running back, there needs to be a concerted effort to find at least two guys who are younger who could potentially take over when LeSean McCoy is gone. Because, yes, he's still a superstar at age 30, but he doesn't have a ton of
miles
left.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we saw how much better Kadett was than Tolbert just by being someone other than Mike Tolbert. So if they can find a young guy that's 21, 22 years old coming into the league, that'd be great. You know, find a replacement for LeSean McCoy long term, and a guy that can, you know, kind of take some of the workload off.
Yeah, one guy that we actually forgot to mention. We were talking about running backs earlier was Marcus Murphy,
right?
Who is a younger guy who is, I think, going to be on the roster next year.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. He did look pretty good in that Miami game, and you know that maybe eliminates the need to acquire two running backs through free agency in the draft, maybe just one.
So they signed him to a futures deal, so he will be at least we'll be able to sign him next year and bring him to camp. So he's another guy who could definitely be on the roster next year.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up our talk of running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. If you think of anything, that we might have missed with this, you can email us at billsbreakdownpodcast@gmail.com. Next week, we'll get into the offensive line and see where that's going. So that brings us to an end of episode 3 of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pollinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts so that I can give other people the opportunity to listen. Check us out on Twitter @Bills_Breakdown and Facebook @Bills Breakdown. Thanks for listening.